In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Well, good morning. This is Rich Schmidt coming from the wonderful studios right here at Brookside Baptist Church in Brookfield, Wisconsin. And a very pleasant morning to you. I trust you're starting out on a good note and getting exactly what you need done this morning. Well, let me invite you to a wonderful event we're going to have right here at Brookside Baptist Church coming up on December 13th at 6 p.m., where we'll have the Children's Christmas Pageant called The Birth of Jesus. You don't want to miss that. So if you're in the Brookfield, Wisconsin area, we certainly invite you to come again December 13th at 6 p.m. to our Children's Pageant. You can also find it on our website at www.brooksidebc.org. And again, you can live stream that if there's a reason you can't attend, and you'll find that at the top of the webpage. So again, if you're in the area, we'd certainly love to have you. Or if you can't make it, certainly go to our website at brooksidebc.org and check it out on live stream. Well, again, a very pleasant good morning to you. I also want to invite you to go to my personal website, which is prophecyfocusministries.com. We do weekend, we do services, we'll do multiple day seminars on various prophecy topics, and we do not charge for our ministry course, and any pastor that's interested, no matter how big the church or small, we'd love to come, and you can look at what we offer you at our website, again, at prophecyfocusministries.com. Well, let's jump into our topic this morning. For the next five broadcasts, we'll be talking about terrorism, today's trials, a Christian response. Many terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Boko Haram, Hezbollah, Hamas, and others have been wreaking havoc across the world and right here in America. Mali, Paris, Israel, Egypt, Iran, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Nigeria, Pakistan, all have faced, including America, terrorist attacks and horrible, horrible outcomes based on that. I want to start us off with a good note this morning. Go to Philippians chapter 2 and verse 1, and it says, "Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look not only for his own interests, but also for the interest of others." Well, that's the antithesis of the terrorist mindset. The Christian, and I really encourage you this morning, as we get ready to go into our day, and maybe some have just come home from third shift work and you're tired and worn out and you get a couple of minutes maybe with your family before you get some well-needed rest. But just think about how important it is as Christians to be loving and kind and to be a blessing to other people and to help other folks out that are struggling and hurting in life. And my goodness, what a violent, significant contrast to the radical extremist ideology which certainly is plaguing our world right now. May I take a few minutes and just remind us of what took place recently on November 13th of 2015, where as we watched in horror as the news programs began to break loose on what was taking place in Paris, France, where the terrorist attacks took place, in a theater of all places, a place where people come to relax and get away from the hustle and bustle of life. Terrorists break into the theater and begin to murder and kill multiple people. They start going up and down streets and shooting indiscriminately at people in restaurants and walking down the street. The end result, 130 people killed in one short time period, over 300 people injured, guns and pistols and suicide belts totally disrupted our friends in France. Then a no more than 7 days later, another terrorist attack took place in Mali, where another 22 people were killed. All of this, ladies and gentlemen, recently. This is not something from the distant past. This isn't some science fiction movie. This is happening right now in our day. Then, as we read several weeks ago about the plane that was taken down over Egypt, killing another 224 people by another terrorist attack, these things are becoming more common. I went through a list of different things that have taken place right here in America, and I'm just going to read through a list very quickly of some of the things that we as Christians need to become more cognizant of and figure out how are we going to react to these type of terrorist issues. 1993, the World Trade Center was bombed, killing 6 people. 1995, 168 people lost their lives in an Oklahoma City bombing. Columbine, as many will remember, the school shooting in 1999, killing 13 people. The horrific, unbelievable attack September 11th on our soil, where 2,997 lives were taken at the World Trade Center. 2005, Minnesota shooting, 9 people killed. And I could go on and on. Let's scoot all the way down to 2014. We're in New York, 2 different occasions. 4 officers were attacked by a person with a hatchet claiming to have Islamic background. Another issue in New York, another Islamic-stated individual killed 2 police officers in New York. Just recently in 2015, an individual down in Chattanooga, Tennessee, also claiming to have an Islamic background, killed 4 unarmed Marines. Well, all this, when we can go on and on. And our point isn't to bring out all these horrific events simply for the point of sensationalism. What the point is how do Christians respond to this terrorism? What has God called us to do in order to overcome, if you will, the terrorism that is around the world and certainly is sitting right here at the doorsteps of America? Well, today I'd like to make a couple of suggestions. The first one, and I think the most important one regarding Christian, is that we as Christians study and learn the Scriptures. 2 Timothy 2:15 entreats us to study to show yourself approved unto God, workmen or work ladies that need not to be ashamed, rightly handling or dividing the word of truth. What's very interesting is that the Scriptures speak to this type of behavior that would take place. In fact, it's very interesting that in Scripture, over 1/3 of the Bible was prophecy when it was written. We can look at specific passages as Ezekiel 38 and 39, which outlines it, literally outlines the specific countries that today have turned over to the religion of Islam and would seriously be attacking Israel, and it turns out are attacking other nations. That's yet to come into full fulfillment, but Scripture speaks to it. Daniel 11 speaks to it. Psalm 83 speaks to it, specifically names and outlines the alignment of the nations as they turn against Israel and certainly are turning against other places around the world. Those have not come to fulfillment yet, but they speak to what's coming. So we need to study our Scriptures to understand why terrorism has come, why the Islamic world, if you will, the radical extremists, are building up the way they are. The book of Revelation, 100% prophetic, speaks to all the horrific things that will take place. So God asks us to study the Scripture. The book of Joel addresses what's called the Day of the Lord. It's very interesting that back in 51 AD, when Paul wrote to the church at Thessalonica, that they were suffering from horrific persecution, things like many people around the world are facing as Christians. We in America are fortunate. We haven't faced this horrible terrorism specifically targeted at Christians. Now, there have been some instances in America where this has occurred, but there is horrific persecution and slaughtering of Christians in other areas around the world. Well, the first thing we need to do as Christians is to study our Bible. Second thing I'm going to treat you is that we all need to be in a good Bible-believing church. one that just doesn't teach the basics, but actually gets down, gets in the scripture, and teaches the whole counsel of God. I believe Brookside Baptist Church is such a place where you can learn the entire Bible. It's important. It's very important, yes, to have good Christian music. Yes, to have great Christian fellowship. Yes, to have a pastor who cares and will counsel and so forth on marriage and family and children raising and how to live a godly lifestyle. But there's so much more in Scripture that we need to get a hold of as Christians. How about the major importance of creation found in the first several chapters of Genesis? How important is that today when a heathen humanistic world is trying to force our children in schools and others to buy into evolution? How important to have sound doctrine? How important to know about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit? How important to know about where we received our Bible and what it's made up of? The Bible isn't just one little book on topics such as love your neighbor as yourself. That's a one-verse piece of it. The Bible is made up of 66 books, 39 Old Testament, 27 New, written over a 2,000-year period, written by some 40 different human vessels under the inspiration of God, written on three different continents, Africa, Asia, and Europe, written in three different languages, Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek in the original. There is so much in Scripture. How about the study of sin, the doctrine of harmatology, the study of salvation, what we call soteriology? How about the study of future things to come, known as eschatology? There is so much in the Bible that we need to embrace as Christians. So how do we react to terrorism? How should we overcome it? Well, let's look at a third thing that I believe we should do. Not only should we study the Bible, not only should we be involved in a great Bible church, such as Brookside, which of course you're invited to come to right here in Brookfield, Wisconsin, but a third major thing that God entreats us as Christians to do, which I think is critical. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. Now then, Christian, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. In other words, God has asked us as His Christians, as His speakers, as His mouthpiece, to beg people to come to Christ, to be good ambassadors, to proudly, if you will, I don't mean that in a negative way, but to embrace what Jesus has done, to pull Him in and to tell others about this wonderful relationship we have with our Savior, who can change lives, who can transform lives, who can take people out of violence and terrorism and radicalism and extremism and show them truly the love of God. Let me ask you this last question. What will you do with Jesus? What does Jesus Christ mean to you? Have you ever taken the time to look at Jesus and say, my goodness, I'm a lost sinner. I have no idea how I'm going to get to heaven, but Jesus said this. One simple verse, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Let me invite you, if you don't know Jesus Christ, to invite Him into your heart today. Give us a call here at Brookside Baptist Church. We'd love to share Him with you. What will you do with Jesus today?
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.